Philippians chapter 4, and our text for this morning is that short verse there, that verse 13. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The apostle did not intend for the words of verse 13 to be taken in isolation. Instead, they are meant to teach us how the apostle maintained such a spirit of contentment through many trying circumstances. The words must be kept within the context of those things that Paul has already stated. For instance, there in verses 11 and 12, Paul says, not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And then he says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So that if we were to ask Paul, how were you able, Paul, to cope when you were hungered? Paul would reply, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And how were you able to get through those days when you suffer great need? Paul would say, but I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And how are you able to do so joyfully while being a prisoner there at Rome? Paul would say to us, but you don't understand. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And Paul, how are you able to demonstrate such contentment during all of your trials? Once again, Paul would reply, but I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In other words, it is only through Christ and the strength he receives from him that he is able to face and overcome every test, every trial, and every temptation. As one commentator put it, the divine call to any task or trial is always accompanied by the divine enablement to be triumphant. And so whatever test or trial the Lord brings our way, it is accompanied by the Lord's divine enablement that we may be triumphant in our trials and in our times of tribulation. So that we need not allow anything to defeat us, to overcome us, but rather we may overcome. Because, like Paul, we can do all things through Christ who will strengthen us. And what we have here then, first of all, in this text, is Paul's claim. Paul claims to be able to do all things. Having just spoken about overcoming hunger and poverty, indeed being content in whatever state he found himself, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. There's his claim. And when we look at this claim here, you have Paul's boasting. Here is his boast. Now, it would have been very presumptuous of Paul had he said, I can do all things, and left it there. He would have been very presumptuous and very proud. He would have been very arrogant had he merely said, but I can do all things. But that's not where Paul left his words. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. If Paul had have said, I can do all things, he would have been very foolish. It is written of Theudas, that we read about in Acts 5 and verse 36, it is said of Theudas that he rose up, boasting himself to be somebody. Now Paul had said, I can do all things. Paul would have been like Theudas. He would have been boasting himself to be somebody. Somebody who's able to do all things. That is, in his own strength, trusting in his own power. But then Paul was not like Theudas. Paul was not boasting himself to be somebody. Whatever Paul was, that's what he was in Christ. And Paul says, I can do all things, yes. But he doesn't stop there. Rather, he says, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. For you see, Paul knew his limitations. Paul was aware of his weaknesses. And so how foolish he would have been to think that he could have done all things in his own strength. How foolish David would have been had he gone out against Goliath, depending on his own skill, the strength of his own arm, he would have been defeated. He could not have contended with Goliath and overcome him. But when David went out against Goliath, he went out in the name of the Lord. And it was the Lord's strength that enabled him to overcome the giant. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Hudson Taylor, the great missionary to China, for many years worked hard and felt that he was trusting in Christ to meet all his needs, but somehow had no joy or liberty in his ministry. Then one day he received a letter from a friend. And whatever was written in that letter, Hudson Taylor discovered his mistake. Why he was not enjoying liberty and joy in his ministry. He said, it is not by trusting my own faithfulness, but by looking away to the faithful one. This was the turning point in his life. From then on, he drew upon the power of Christ for every responsibility of the day on the mission field, and Christ's power and strength carried him through every test and every trial. You see, Hudson Taylor for a number of years was really trusting in himself. And Hudson Taylor discovered the secret of living a victorious life. He had to let go of himself. He had to turn from trusting in his own strength, in his own skill, in his own faithfulness. And he had to put all his trust in Christ. So that Hudson Taylor was brought to the place where Paul was and was able to say, I can now do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, had Paul said, I can do all things through my own strength, he would have been foolish, and secondly, he would have failed. As many a Christian has failed, embarking upon some venture, believing that they can be victorious by their own knowledge or their own skill or their own strength. And they've only failed. They have put their trust in the arm of flesh. And the man that trusts in the arm of flesh will always fail. This the Lord himself has told us. Remember what the Lord told his disciples in John 15 and verse 5. Without me ye can do nothing. Mark the word. Nothing. That's failure, is it not? Without me, you can do nothing. But with me, you can do all things. So why would we attempt to do things without Christ? Without his enabling power, without his strength, without trusting fully in him. That's what Paul is telling us. If we go in the strength of the Lord, we shall not fail. We shall not fail, believer. For like Paul, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. All things. Not only do we have his boast, but we have his belief. You see, the apostle believed that he could do all things while he carried out his duties in the strength of the Lord. That's what he believed. That's what he's saying here. I can. And Paul believed that. I can do all things. That's what he believed. Remember, he has been in the school of Christ. We noted that last week in that verse 11. I have learned. He has been in the school of Christ. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And so whenever Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, Paul was first of all speaking from experience. He had already proved the strength of the Lord in his daily life, in his life as an apostle, as a preacher, as a pastor, as a missionary. He had already proven the strength of the Lord. So here is a man speaking from experience. Indeed, how could the apostle have come through all that he did without the strength of his Savior? He could say, if he has brought me through thus far, if he has strengthened me in all my trials, He will strengthen me in all the trials that are to come. I'm speaking from experience. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you turn to 2 Corinthians, we'll see there something of what Paul came through. In 2 Corinthians 11, he says there in verse 23, 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft, of the Jews 5 times, received I 40 stripes, save one. 5 times. Paul's back was opened up into furrows of blood. 5 times. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. And weariness and painfulness and watchings often and hunger and thirst and fastings often and cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. How could Paul have gone through all those things and suffered so much had he not been strengthened by the Lord? Strengthened by the Lord through all this persecution, his imprisonments, his beatings, his stonings, the number of times that he was at the point of death. And then he says, beside all this, that which comes on me daily, the care of all the churches. Paul was speaking from experience, believer, when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. It's as if Paul was saying, all that I have been through and all that I have faced, I can face whatever's coming my way because the Lord has strengthened me in the past. And he will strengthen me again. Therefore, I know I can do all things. I believe I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And believer, if the strength of Christ brought Paul through all those sore trials, we can depend on that same strength for our trials. If the Lord brought Paul through, he can bring you and me through as well. If the Lord gave Paul strength, then, dear Christian, he will give you and me the same strength. So that with Paul, we will be able to say, I can indeed do all things. Through Christ, that strengtheneth me. So he's speaking from experience. And he's speaking about his expectation. In other words, if Christ's strength have been his portion in the past, then he can depend on that same strength for the future. Indeed, the tense of the word strengtheneth is so that it teaches us, or it refers to and denotes a present strength, indeed a continued act. This is something that which is ongoing. It is present now, the strengthening power of Christ. It will be present with us tomorrow and present with us the next day. It's ongoing. I can do all things through Christ who continues to strengthen me. This strength is our portion, believer, every day. It is if Paul is saying through Christ who is strengthening me and does so continually. It is by his constant and renewed strength I am enabled to overcome and be victorious in all things. What a tremendous verse this is, and what a tremendous truth this is, believer. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He's the same Christ. And it's the same strength. He's no less the Christ today as he was in Paul's day. And neither has his strength diminished in any way. And we have just read what the Lord brought Paul through and how he strengthened him in all those trials. And so he can strengthen us. I can do all things through Christ. That's the key. It's through Christ. So we have had his boast and his belief. Next we have his blessing. Whenever we hear of a tragedy affecting some unsaved individual, we have, I'm sure, often said, how can they possibly get through that tragedy without the Lord? How can they bear up under that heavy burden? How can they suffer that pain without the Lord? So, dear child of God, is it not a blessing to us to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior? And because we know him, we are able to say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That is a blessing that the unsaved and the ungodly know nothing about. But it is a blessing that we enjoy. It is a blessing that we have every day. God gives us his strength to face every day. To face the trials of every day. And he will lead us through those trials and give us victory in those trials. Through his strengthening us. Isaiah 45 and 24, the prophet said, "In the Lord have I righteousness and strength." In the Lord have I. This is something I have now. I have righteousness and strength. And as we step forth into each day, we can confidently say, "My God shall be my strength for this day." Believer, is this not a blessing indeed? To know that through Christ and His strength, we can face all things and cope with all things and get through all things. We enjoy the blessing of Asher. In Deuteronomy 33 and verse 25, you read there about the blessing of Asher. And the blessing of Asher, as the days, so shall thy strength be. As the days. It's an ongoing strength. It's a continual strengthening. Day after day after day after day. Whatever trial comes to us on any given day, the Lord will give us the strength. Are you not glad that you don't have to face and try to get through every upheaval in life in your own strength? Are you not glad, believer, you're able to say, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me"? And it is true what the psalmist David wrote. In Psalm 84, verse 5, David wrote, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee." The strength is the Lord's. And we're blessed indeed. So we have seen something of Paul's claim. Let us look then at Paul's confidence. Having experienced the strength of the Lord already, Paul was confident that he could do all things through Christ in the future. And this confidence came from, first of all, his position in Christ. Whatever Paul would be able to do, it would be through Christ. The words would be better translated, "I can do all things through Christ," or "I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me." So there's his position. He's in Christ. "I can do all things in Christ." That was Paul's position. That was something Paul often spoke about being in Christ. It was a favorite theme of his. In Ephesians, in chapter 1, and there in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." This is what we have in Him. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places, and it's because we're in Christ. Ephesians 3 and verse 6. "That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ." The promises are ours. Why? Because we're in Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, Colossians 1 and verse 2. Paul speaks there to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. And that, of course, is the key to the text. You see, we must be in Christ if we are to experience this strength. We will not experience, no one can experience such strength except they're in Christ. Cannot be found anywhere else. It cannot be found in man. It is only found in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I can do all things in Christ, which strengtheneth me. You turn, please, to John 15. We have already mentioned the words of verse 5. But look at what the Lord, look at the context. The Lord said, without me you can do nothing. Verse 4 of John 15. Abide in me. There's it again, in Christ. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If you're without me, you can do nothing. If you're in me, you can do all things. Because I will give you the strength to do all things. Abiding in Christ means that we receive that strength which comes from him. In other words, dear Christian, his strength becomes our strength because we're in him. Think of that. Mark that well. His strength then becomes our strength. So that our victories are his victories. Because we're in Christ. Our victories is a victory for Jesus Christ. When we experience contentment in our times of need, that's a victory for Christ. When we are able to cope with suffering and with sickness, with sorrow, that's a victory for Christ. Because he has given us his strength. It is his strength that has brought us through. It's a victory for Jesus Christ. And because it is his strength in us that has brought us through, we give him the glory. It's nothing to do with us. It's all to do with the Lord. It's being in him. Like the branches and the vine. Those branches receive strength from the vine to produce fruit. If the branch is not in the vine, it's no good. It's gathered up and cast into the fire. We must be in Christ to know his strength. But then this strength not only came to Paul through his position in Christ, but also had to do with the power of Christ. If we take the word strengtheneth, it is a word that means to make powerful inwardly. To make powerful inwardly. So this strengthening is an inward power. It's an inward strength. Paul prayed for the Ephesian believers that they might know something of this inner power and this inner strength. For he said to them that he would grant you, that God would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, or the word might is the word power, to be strengthened with power by his spirit in the inner man. It's an inward strength. Ephesians 3 and verse 16. You think of Samson. Samson was a strong man, but his strength was outward. His strength was physical. He was able to slay 1,000 Philistines single-handedly. None of us could do that, because we don't have the strength of Samson. But we have the Lord's strength, and that's an inner strength. That's a spiritual strength or a spiritual power. We have perhaps referred to a Christian who has come through a great trial. We've said of them, they seem to have an inner strength. Well, this is where it came from. It came from the Lord. This inner strength, enabling his child to make it through the storm. Now do we see why Paul was able to say confidently, confidently, I can do all things in Christ. I am in him, therefore I can do all things. We also may say with the same confidence, because we are in Christ, we can do all things. That leads us to consider finally Paul the conqueror. Is it any wonder that Paul was able to live such a victorious life? He was enabled to live victoriously through Christ who strengthened him. Even in the most trying circumstances, Paul was victorious. Turn to 2 Corinthians, please. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Here's Paul the conqueror. Paul the victorious servant of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Paul's saying, I'm just a man. I'm just an earthen vessel. That the excellency of the power may be of God. Not of us. There's the power. There's the strengthening inner power that Paul possessed. Verse 8. We are troubled on every side, but not distressed. There's victory. We're troubled on every side, Paul says, yet not distressed. So in our trouble, we're still victorious. We are perplexed, but not in despair. There's victory. Persecuted, but not forsaken. There's victory. Cast down, but not destroyed. There's victory. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That's how Paul was able to live a victorious Christian life. Because in every trial, he had that inner strength. He had that inner power that came from being in Christ. I can do all things. And we cannot doubt that. We cannot argue with Paul. We've seen some examples of the trials that he came through. And how the Lord strengthened him. As far as Paul was concerned, there was strength to meet every need. Even, first of all, in his weakness. Although Paul was a faithful missionary, a faithful preacher, a faithful pastor, he was still just a man. He was an earthen vessel. We know about his physical weakness. Some believe it was the disease of his eyes. But Paul called it a thorn in the flesh. How did Paul overcome this thorn in the flesh? 2 Corinthians 12. And verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, Paul says, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then am I strong. So that's a contradiction. That's a paradox. When I am weak, then I am strong. He's speaking about his own weakness, but the strength he's speaking about is the strength of God that comes to him through his being in Christ. And so you see, dear Christian, even in our times of weakness, physical, emotional, spiritual, we can still be a conqueror through Christ, which strengtheneth us. So you may say with Paul, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him, through him, through him that loved us. Romans 8 verse 37. Paul was a conqueror in his weakness. Paul was a conqueror in his witness. When you're standing up for the Lord, we're often told there's strength in numbers. It's easy to stand for the Lord whenever there are a number of other people standing with you. You draw strength from their presence. But what do you do when you're standing by yourself for the Lord? Where does your strength come from then? There were those times when Paul had to stand alone. And even in his standing alone, he was able to say, I can do all things. I can stand alone through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And over in 2 Timothy 4, we have Paul standing alone. But the Lord grants to him his strength. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 16, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. There's Paul. He's standing alone. No man stood with him. All men forsook him. And there's the solitary figure of Paul standing alone for God. But look at verse 17. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. It's the same word that we have in our text there in Philippians 4:13. The same word. Remember what that word means? Refers to an inner strength, an inner power that comes from being in Christ. It's the same word. How, Paul, did you get that strength to stand alone? Paul could say it was an inner strength. It was the strength of Jesus Christ, because his strength became my strength. His power became my power. That's how I'm able to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And believer, if you have to stand alone for the Lord, he will enable you to do so. And you'll have the same testimony. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. So you see, there's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Christ. We can live the victorious life through our faith in Christ, through our trust in Christ, through the fact that we are in him. Because without him, we can do nothing. Let's bow in prayer. Our dear Lord, we bless thee that thou art our strength. Thou art our strength. We may look back, each one of us, Lord, on events that have occurred in our lives. We can testify today, Lord, we would never have got through them. We would never have been able to cope except thou didst grant us that inner strength. O Lord, we thank thee that we're in Christ. Lord, pity those that are still out of Christ. Pity those, Lord, who must face the trials of life, carry the burdens of the day. They must do it alone. O Lord, save today. Save today those, Lord, who are still out of Christ and held by many a snare. We cannot leave them lost and lone. Lord, we want them over there. write thy precious word on our hearts. May we draw from this word in the times of difficulty and trial. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide and remain with us now and forever. Amen.